Good morning, American Fork High School. This is JoJo Dangerfield, and I am lucky enough to be with you here today on, let me think about this, September the 16th. I'll be with you today in the Caption of Auxiliary. I hope that you have a terrific run. I'm going to try to give you some commentary that's going to help let you know if you're on the right road so far this season, how things are coming together. Here we go. Beautiful moment here in center field. They move with a nice sense of lightness. There's a sense of training there that comes through for them and how it connects to the choreographic challenge. Good for you. A little bit of a show before the show, but definitely an opportunity for them to show off some of their fluidity, some of their development and core strength, some flexibility in that lower body. Good job. And from what I can see so far, there's a good sense that the color guard was a consideration from the beginning in terms of the programming, how they're integrated into the band fully. They're able to help the band generate effect in that way. Good job. Love the silks. Beautiful pop of color here and the color palette strong, adding to the production value that the color guard is able to bring to the unit as a whole. Good stuff. There is, for me, a strong connection between training and the development of the performers, their agreed-upon style, their understanding of the technique. Okay, already at the beginning, I can see that there's some sense of variety, that some range develops within that variety over time, good sense of success there. Yeah, and really holding it back. Staging here, wonderful for the color guard, really helping them add to the effect that the band is able to create as a whole. I'm impressed with their ability to work with body wraps, the rotation I see in the shoulders, the flexibility in the wrists all speak to a good level of training. Working with the stripped flag as well as the open flag, holding back that moment till you really want us to see it, and then finding those musical accents with a good sense of strength. Okay. So continue to work on that development and how the upper and lower body connect, how that connects to the equipment and understand or show an understanding. Oh, I like the flip-flops on the front sideline. Show an understanding that you know or you're aware that the body is what supports the equipment and that the inaccuracies we see in the equipment really come from the body. And I think you're almost there. They get a little bit functional here in how the body moves, just how you get them from set to set. And those are moments that are probably going to be filled in later, but think about adding some depth, some variety to the challenge there. And I'm focused on the rifles right now on side one. Okay, we need to spin together. I see some developing range there. I see a fair amount of variety in the equipment book. Into the aerial moment. Okay, some skills there that you're able to show off, but you're not all doing the same thing the same way at the same time. And while that seems like a small thing, it's also everything. So take another look at that, and I know you already probably do. Nice moment with the rifles and that accent. Good way to pick that up. Really connecting the visual to the musical and finding some visual musicality there pretty easily. All right, rifles. Just continue to clean that up, to deepen the range there. Show a stronger understanding of how you're all going to handle that and how you're going to have a shared understanding of how to do that. You know, those pink flags really show us where you are in terms of finding you on the field. So I'm able to really see when you're integrated, when you're not, how you're pulling through that band, how you're able to go backfield and create that bigger moment and really add to the effect the band is able to create. Good. And finding that accent point and that ending, nicely done. So overall, they seem very well developed to me for where we are in the season. Yeah, there's a lot of growth there. There's opportunities to clean this and that and get everybody to do everything the same way at the same time and find that like style, that like identity. But for the most part, you're really on a good track here. You do a good job of using them to help you enhance effect. There's a nice amount of range, depth to the variety. And that grows over time. Okay, now here we're using the color guard primarily to help manipulate props, certainly adding to the general effect. Yeah, you bet. There's a lovely sense of fluidity with which some of them move that really speaks to their training level. In a good way. meaning that I can see the training program in both body and equipment, how those two things support one another, or those two activities support one another, and how that comes to fruition on the field. Solo is doing a lovely job. We connect to her really easily. She begins to explore an expressive range that's broadening over time, deepening over time. She could be more, well, they could all be more believable and more convincing in that character range, that expressive range, something to take a look at there. I think understanding the softness of the dynamic here musically is going to help them interpret that through the visual, take a look at that connection. I think there's an opportunity there to enhance visual effect if you can get them to feel that moment a little bit. And I know it's early season. This is going to be beautiful later when it's cleaned up. Wow. Big silks, big moment, big swell in the music. So much emotion that they're able to bring to this. Reaching, creating an aesthetic appeal. Yes, this is all good stuff. I love the staging here too. A nice highlight moment for the dancers, supported really nicely by the silks in the backdrop. You know, there's so much possible that's going to come from the sound later on in the season. It's not there right now. But you're going to want to be able to fill up the stadium with your energy at that point. So even though the sound is not quite there yet, you need to make it feel like it is. You need to make it look like it is, because look is what this is about. Mm-hmm. And that structural element shared phrase there works really nicely to connect to us on an effect basis. It also gives us the opportunity to see the depth of training there, what they're able to do when they work together, how they're able to share that phrase. Almost an organic feeling beginning to grow into that moment for you. That's just going to take time. Okay, rifles, let's see what we've got here. Blending of complexities here, variations in tempo and speed that are intentional. The sequential rifles, beautiful on side one, well done. I like the pas de chat with the turn there. The inversion with the rifle into the backhands on the right hand, good. So the depth of challenge there is significant. It grows over time, it broadens and deepens, good. Can it be cleaner? Sure, but we're not here to talk about that today. I want to talk about where you are in the season, how it looks in terms of are you on the right track, and I would say yes. I think you're being very sensitive, not just to the sound, but to what it is the performers are going to be likely to be able to deliver in the course of the season, expressively, from an equipment standpoint, from a body standpoint, and in terms of those blended challenges. Another sequential here, right on the 50, you know, a little bit out of caption, but the purpose of the guard here is to help generate effect. You need to give us a treat there. That needs to be more than just, you know, this is my count. There needs to be a conclusion or a resolve there. And the color guard this color guard can definitely bring that. Yeah, the unison toss effort is a really nice idea, and it's going to be a much stronger point for you later on in the season when the performers are able to give it 100% in terms of achievement. I would look for the musical motivation there. Why are we throwing this unison toss? I didn't hear it. And again, that could go back to the music not being, or the sound not being where it's going to be later. This may show up on the sheet, but it's not going to show up in the sound just yet, and I get that. Nice, with the periphery of flags adding emphasis to this feature moment for the musicians. Perfect use of the color guard. And again, that feeling very strong for me that they were a consideration in the programming from the very beginning. Good for you. It's absolutely the right thing. I continue to be impressed by their ability to grade 8 time, weight. And yeah, it's not exactly the same from person to person. There's a lot of variety from member to member right now, but I can see that that's going to cure itself over the season. There's enough skill here. There's enough challenge here to have this be a very strong, workable program for you by the end of the season. Okay, American Fork, great to see you today, and really weird to see you in the sunshine, but, you know, some days are like that. I think that your choice of colors is really strong. The costuming is terrific. They look lovely and elegant. The pinks, the blues, the golds all work together nicely to help really, for the band to help really add to that production value, really doing a good job of using the color guard to enhance the effects the band is able to create. Good job. I think the strongest point for me with you is that the training level is as high as it is for where we are in the season. All sorts of things are possible here, folks, and it's going to be really exciting to see how that develops as you grow into this and as you find that emotion in the music and the varieties of emotion, the range that you can express there. That's going to add that extra oomph that's going to put you over the top. Great pleasure to see you today, guys. Thank you.